what's the difference between the stovepipe and the flue?
Well, most times flue is made out of brick. It's made out of brick to be fireproof. And your stovepipe runs into your brick flue.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's to keep from burning your house. If you just run a straight pipe all the way from the stove to the through the roof or through the wall, it would get too hot, so you have a flue for it to go into.
Now, what would you sharpen a scythe on, or sharpen an axe on a...
Grind rock.
That was one that went...
round.
Did you have one that you used on a knife?
Yeah, wet rock.
Wet rock? Okay. Nowadays you drive a what? A
school bus?
Well, you drive a, everyone drives.
Car,
okay. You ever, folks ever call anything in the old days a different name for it?
Not that I know of.
Motor car?
No, it isn't. As far as I know, my daddy always said car or truck.
Okay.
It's either car or truck.
Now, you used to have to keep the axle well. You
had to grease it regularly.
Yeah.
To keep it from burning out and to make it to where it would roll free and easy.
Yeah. You had to put what on the axle? Had to put axle
grease.
Now, if you got that on your hands, you say my hands are
greasy.
Okay. When you had a door hinge that was squeaking, you got to do what for it?
Oil it.
Oh, now if the door was open and you didn't want it that way, you'd say?
Slam the door, shut the door, shut the door.
Okay.
And if the wind blows it to you, you'd say the wind slammed the door.
Okay. Toothpaste now comes in a... Tires used to have what? They used to have in a
tube.
What kind of boat would you use here? Boats would you use to maybe go fishing on a small lake?
Usually a flat bottom aluminum boat.
Flat bottom, okay. Any other types? Would you like a hollowed out log or?
No, not this day and time.
Yeah.
They still a few people got wooden boats made out of either hard cypress or marine plywood, but most of them aluminum or fiberglass.
Did you ever hear them called
pieros? Oh yeah, years ago.
What was
the? It was made out of log. The log hollowed out.
That was
a piro.
Okay. Now you say if you just built a boat, you say you're gonna do what?
You mean build a wooden boat?
Yeah. You say, well, we just built a boat. Today we're gonna
go fishing tomorrow.
If it was a brand new boat, you'd say we're gonna what?
Paint.
Long. You say, you know, you've seen those big boats they build down in New Orleans, haven't you?
Yeah.
They have a big ceremony when they.
Oh yeah, a christen it or.
They christen it before they.
Launch it.
Launch it. Okay. All right. Now. If a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a piece of cloth, maybe as a
sample.
Sample, okay. Sure.
To match.
Yeah. Now, she sees a dress she likes it very much, it's very becoming. She says, my, that's a very
attractive.
That's a, what, a
pretty.
Pretty dress, but this dress is even. That dress is pretty, but this dress is even
more attractive.
Well, using that same word. That dress is pretty, but this dress is even
prettier.
Prettier, okay. What would a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
Okay. Now, to sign your name and ink, you use a
fountain pen.
Fountain pen, okay. And, A dime is worth what? A dime is worth
10 cents, tenth of a dollar.
Not much anymore.
No.
Now the dipper you used to dip from, you said it was aluminum, or maybe it was made out of before they had aluminum.
Porcelain.
through the joint, or it might have been made out of what?
Porcelain.
Porcelain?
Porcelain.
Did you ever see one made out of tin, or?
Yeah. You saw tin drinking cups.
Yeah. Now, to hold a baby's diaper in place, you use a safety
pin.
Safety pin, okay. All right, what would folks wear in those days? Can you tell what was any different, or?
Most people back in those days wore overalls and blue denim shirt, and some of them in wintertime wear a blue denim jumper.
Yeah.
And blue jeans.
Now, you go to church, you might put on a three-piece
suit.
What pieces would it have?
Pants, vest, and coat.
I see. Pants, you call them any other name?
Trousers.
I think.